thank you so much for joining us today. Gonna play us out with Little Everly Brothers. Have a good rest of your day. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
morning, everyone. Welcome to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. We are starting off with a beloved artist on the show, Sufjan Stevens, with a song that I hadn't heard before this week by him called John My Beloved, and then this version is referred to as the iPhone demo. If anyone knows what that means, feel free to call in and let us know.
855-915-WMFO is the number to call into.
Yeah, or just call in general. Tell us you love us.
We need support today.
Yeah.
I feel like today's the day we need support.
It's you know, we're kind of in the heart of the semester.
Yeah.
It's a low energy Tuesday morning, but it's technically a Friday.
It's technically a Friday.
According to 4 out of 5 scientists.
Mm-hmm.
But feel free to call in, give us a hot take, give some song requests. I don't know, play a game.
Yeah.
Just make it happen. Make moves, folks.
Make it happen, Captain.
We can get back to the music right now, though. I think Owen's going to spin one for us.
Sure.
So, stay tuned.
Enjoy.
Learning that we unashamed, because we've been learning all along. And the radio plays a familiar song. And to this magic we hold on. I just don't want to feel it's lost until it's gone. It was in an eerie glow, I finally left you lonely, left the TV on. If I have one regret, it's letting this whole nihilistic shit charade live on. You scared the hell out of me when my friends say they have nobody to lean on. And the radio plays a familiar song. And in the darkness of my room, I keep conversing with the man in the moon. I know he's gonna tell me something that I want to hear. I bet it'll happen soon. 'Cause all the books I've read just don't read right. Say to save your soul, you gotta hide yourself inside. Forget about the world that you perceive. No, we are here for such a little while. These days they will find us learning that we had it all wrong. Unashamed, because we've been learning all along. The radio.
Cold wind, no, 'cause nothing can proclaim any better way for you to call your own than the one you know. There's no other hope, there's no other home. Wanna travel around, do it in your frown, crawl through all your bones, 'cause there's no eternal spring, and the new blossoms will die like a first or faithless love. Don't go off with that prince and forsake your good husband. Your babies will grow old, and there's no greener grass for you to find at last. There's no grand reward. There's no flowery dance, the wind won't blow away, the magic will run dry, you'll think it all a lie at the coming of the next day. Despair will echo on. Here's the roaring love your heart has always known. Here's the sing-along. Where we
Hello and welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
We just played, after the initial Sufjan Stevens song, Pine Grove, a man that Owen's been getting pretty into lately. I actually think that was a pretty nice one. I might listen to that album.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Followed by Defiance Ohio, which you've definitely heard before if you're a long-time listener of the show, with their song You Are Loved. After that was Matt Karikas?
I don't know.
That might be Greek. I'll ask Nick about it later. But with My Lucky Number 3. And then lastly, Thanksgiving with Here's Where We Belong. And I was telling Owen about when I was a sophomore in high school. We had a year-long... it was called the Independent Research Project. And it was like the big, like...
Well, you never told me what you did your research on.
Oh, man. am I allowed to, like, incriminate myself on air for, like... forging like scientific data, because
I'm gonna say no.
Well, actually, the thing is, I did have data, and like some people, so everyone, the teachers sold everyone on getting those little what are those little bacteria?
Oh, petri dishes.
Yeah, but like what? They're not bacteria. They're like the little worms. They're like the worms that can.
Oh, platyhelminthes.
No.
Flat worms.
Were they flat? I don't know, some kind of those tiny worms that can, like, they're supposed to be able to survive in, like, crazy conditions or whatever.
Yeah. Platyhelminthes are the ones where you, like, cut them in half and then you just have two worms.
That's just you. But, so, like, everyone, like, the teacher told everyone, like, oh, yeah, you know, these things are really great. You can do a lot of cool experiments with them. Everyone, like, totally, you know, drank the Kool-Aid and spent, like, their own money on these things. You had to spend your own money on, like, the research material.
That's whack.
And I was just like, no way, I'm doing that. And so, of course, they get him. And, of course, everyone's all died in, like, 2 days. So they couldn't actually run their experiments. So, like, then, like, almost, like, my entire bio class was just, like, forging data for this project. Like,
well, yeah,
and
yeah.
We had this big symposium where we had this big, like, poster board presentation and everyone had to show theirs. And it's like, oh, my God, none of this is real. Like, it felt like I had just, like, become enlightened to, like, the New World Order or something. And I could see that it was all a facade. But I did my experiment on, it was on, like, music, actually, and how... Like, I had, like, test subjects do, like, a short memory game and, like, testing if they were listening to music or not. I just played, like, a Bach cello suite or something.
Ever heard of him?
Long time friend of the program.
Bach.
Johann. But, so I would just, like, play that and have them do a memory game. And the data, like, I didn't do nearly as many trials as I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. Because I knew after doing, like, a few trials, this is going to be totally inconclusive. Like, there was no... So I was like, okay, now I gotta write a lab report on how this is totally inconclusive. But, okay, so yeah, that was my thing. And I was just telling Owen how I put it off until... Like, I had, like, 3 months to do the big final presentation for this project, which was, like, a lab report and a big poster board. And I put it all off until one night. And I started right when I got home from school that day. Because I don't know why I wasn't doing it, like, sports or anything, but I started doing it right when I got home that day, and I stayed up till 4 a.m. doing this thing, and I swung the B+, so, like, it was pretty huge.
That's crazy.
But I was talking about how Thanksgiving for me was, like, in that album, the self-titled Thanksgiving album, which it's actually on the Bandcamp, it's not called Thanksgiving, it's called Thanksgiving by Thanksgiving, but, like, both of those are spelled wrong, and then, like, the artist is spelled correctly, and then there's a bunch of songs on it called Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, it'll be called, like Thanksgiving with no vowels or something. But I don't know. That was a really good album for me when I was, like, crunch time, like, working, and, like, needed something very low, like, not very stimulating, not very, like, you know, couldn't possibly distract me. Not just calm, but, like,
right,
quiet and just, like, you know, holding itself back, and, like, I could kind of not actively listen to it, and it still relaxed me.
Well, we also thought that we would play Thanksgiving because we were like, oh, you know, it's pretty close to Thanksgiving, and then we realized that it's actually not even that close to Thanksgiving, and I just got really depressed again because it's like,
well, we have two more shows before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but that's, like, pretty close. Like, I mean, this is a short week. No Friday, although you don't have Friday classes anymore, right? Or no, do you?
I don't know.
Okay, well, either way, for me, it's a short week, and then. And then also you don't have class, like, you're missing classes today, so that's huge.
True.
Next week, gonna be terrible. Then the week after is short, and it's Thanksgiving.
I think I have, like, 4 papers and an exam before Thanksgiving comes around, so that's like... And also it just gets dark at 3 p.m. now.
So. Yeah, that was a sad react
every
yesterday.
Every year I just forget how bad it is. And every year I'm like, I can't believe how often I forget how bad.
It's really terrible when you have a class like late in the afternoon and suddenly you're getting out of class and it's dark out. Oh, yeah. And it's like, wow.
Yeah. I have a class where I'm just watching the sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you go out and like see the sun during the day when it's out. Cause like you can forget to. Like yesterday I didn't really see the sun. Like I spent most of my day in classrooms or in like Tish or something. Totally. I just came out and was like, wow, I might as well be like a mole. Like, it throws off your sleep cycle too, because you don't get tired at night because you're not used to. You okay?
I'm thinking of the Underminer from The Incredibles. That is you. You are the Underminer.
The Underminer? Which one's the Underminer?
It's at the very end of The Incredibles where you just like they're like, oh, everything's good now. And
okay,
then
but
just,
it's
like busts up from the bottom of the city and he's like this mole person and he's like, I am the Underminer.
And this is like, okay, this is the villain that the family fights now that they're all together fighting crime.
Yeah, right. And then the movie like literally ends after that. Haven't you ever seen The Incredibles?
Yeah, of course, but like a long time. And the Underminer doesn't sound like he was. I remember Frozone. I remember Bon Voyage.
Oh, Bon Voyage. Well, on the topic of
Bon Voyage.
On the topic of school projects that we put off really late, we had
Bon Voyage. Died. Oh, I'm really looking forward to this.
This show is just going to be us just talking about high school. But we had bad movie physics in physics class my junior year of high school. Did you do something like that?
No, like just like criticizing the physics of movies?
Yeah, you basically got to pick a scene in a movie and like use your knowledge of physics that you learned during the year to like prove like what was wrong. So I did like that scene where it's like Bon Voyage. Mr. Incredible like jumps through and like saves the guy that I think is like trying to jump off.
Yeah,
the
yeah, he's trying to kill himself, which is like
really.
Yeah,
dark.
That's pretty dark for like, and that's the opening scene too.
Yeah, it's
like, this guy's trying to off. Like, I bet like there are actually plenty of parents that took their kids out of the movie during that scene.
But anyways, he catches the dude and busts him through a window, and he ends up breaking his collarbone, so he sues Mr. Incredible and that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so like I did the physics behind like. If he covered this amount of distance with this amount of force, and like they had like his official weight listed, so I could calculate like mass times acceleration.
I was gonna say like, how did you possibly get the data for this? Yeah. But and obviously, like, you can find out Mr. Incredible's weight and height online.
You calculate the distance between the two buildings by like, it's like, okay, I saw the car, and like it looked like it was like this type of car, which has like the hood is like this long.
Okay,
and, like,
so
the
you
space
like
between it
yeah.
is like this times that, like scaling it, and it was actually a big project.
That's so extra.
Yeah. And the shirt that I'm wearing right now is actually a shirt that my physics teacher gave me.
I was going to ask, yeah. How on earth do you have a Bill Ricka Little League baseball shirt?
Go Indians.
Stop.
This is probably a story for another... I'll save my Bill Ricka story for another day.
Okay.
Before I get back to the music. But, yeah, that was a good talk.
I can't... That project just sounds absurd.
It was pretty... A lot of kids, like... Well, it was funny because you had to present it in front of the class. And I was really into it. And I talked about, like, oh, like, here are the actual injuries he'd sustain and stuff like that. And then some kids were just, like... Some kids just got up there that were just blatantly underprepared for the project. And it's just, like, you're just sitting there in your desk being, like, ah, like... Because I went to a small high school. Like, you knew everybody, like, pretty well in your class. And you'd just be, like, oh, no, like... This kid's really booting this project right now.
Well, that's... Like, that project, the independent research project, like, I didn't nearly have the worst project in the class. Which is just mind-blowing, but I was like, never good at science, so, like, this was a year where, like, if you were at all good at science, you were taking honors bio.
Oh, okay.
And, like, their independent research project was, like, ours on steroids. Like, you probably could not have got away with what I did.
Yeah.
Maybe you could. I don't know if you're a real G, but...
If you're moving in silence, like...
But, like, so there were some, like, kids in my class who were, like... Like, I wasn't good at science, but there were some kids in my class who were, like, you know, like... Who knows? Like, Nobel Prizes in physics are not gonna, you know, show up for these kids. But, like, some of their projects were just... I remember looking at this, and it's like, you had 3 months to do this. And, like, I did this, like, this
you know
in
how
8 hours.
You know how you did it the night before?
Yeah.
You did it the morning of.
That's
like, there's
like,
always someone who's doing it, like, no matter how long you put it off, there's someone who's putting it off longer than
but,
you are.
But really what it is it's just people say, like, work smarter, not harder. And it's just like... Those people might have put in more time, but, like, if you're just churning out, like, garbage...
It's not worth it.
Yeah, this is making me sound like a jerk on air, but, like, you really, like... It's really just about how, like, how well you spend your time. Like, I'll have days where I, like, watch TV for, like, most of the day to put stuff off, and then, like, get in 2 hours of, like, solid work, and it'll be more productive than a day where I, like, tried to work all day, but, like, wasn't really getting work done.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
We've been talking about, as those of you who know me, I study education, so I've been talking to everybody about their high school and stuff. So Zane and I have just been, like, bouncing this off each other for the past, like, 3 weeks. Just talking about high school.
Owen asked me a few weeks ago, like, wait, so you went to public school? Because Owen was in prep school, and I was like, yeah, and he goes, so were people, like, making out in the hallway against the lockers and stuff?
My knowledge of public school comes mostly from, like,
the beginning of 21 Trump Street. Yeah. Like.
You know I had a my name, Jeff.
Okay, we can get back to the tunes. Owen's going to spin another one for us.
Sure.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Enjoy, folks.
As I can remember, but I've been forgetting a lot. Sometimes you get used to scraping bottom. There are wrecking balls moving in these rooms, forgotten. Tearing it all down around me, taking little stabs at growing. Cutting my arms to spears, making dreams and not knowing. Never going to those places I make myself see. I just pull up the covers and try to get sleep while the grass grows in the streets. I'm all alone and you're all alone. I'm all alone and you're all alone. I am all alone and you're all alone. We're all alone together. be scared sometimes, and brave sometimes, and fail sometimes, sometimes. And it's not possible to lose every time. We have the time, we have the time. We have the time, we have the time. We have the time. What we built could be anything. Tongues and they're moving. They're swinging in our thoughts and fists, and they're smashing us together. But that's how we make it through. We use our hands and legs and guts and chains and turn the ground with shovels and dig up dead roots. Unforgiving mistakes our parents made that maybe we'll make too. Build a fire and hammer out everything that we've obeyed. Make a plow to dig us through. Covered in gasoline, burning with purpose. I'm not alone and you're not alone. I'm not alone and you are not alone, and we are not alone together. Because it's okay to be scared sometimes, brave sometimes, and fail sometimes, sometimes. And it's not possible to lose every time. We have the time, we have the time. What we build could be anything. We could go places that we never even thought of. There will never be exactly perfect seas to sail on. So sister, the water is waiting, and brother, we all might drown. But if we dive one out together, not just wonder if we'll ever grow. We'll be free forever and stop all this wandering around. Free inside our hearts and in jars in the basements of our minds. And give our lives away to keep each other alive. But we never will be finished, and I'm okay. Are you okay? Okay, okay, we'll swing our hearts around in our own way. What I built could be anything. What you built could be anything. What we built could be anything. It could be anything, anything. What I built could be anything. What you built could be anything. What we built together could be anything. We just have to build it.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
So far gone. At that point of the night, usually, of the night, usually. Why, just so you could lie, huh? So you could lie to me about all of the shooting stars that you see. Shooting stars that you see. Cause you are so smart. Could you please explain to me? You stayed shallow, I went too deep. I'm scared to be living by the ocean. Living by the ocean. I'm scared to be living by the ocean. I'm scared to be living by the ocean.
So we actually have a caller. So you're going to be hearing a lot of our voices today, which is nice, a nice change. But yeah, I'll put him on and let him introduce himself. Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Henry.
Hi, Henry, where are you calling from?
Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam, nice. Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you been up to over there?
Not much. We actually had daylight savings a week before the States did.
Oh, yeah?
So I was only 5 hours behind all my friends and stuff back home.
That's
so,
nice.
Like, a week. Yeah.
Is it as
games, like games weren't as late at night and stuff like that. The Celtics and the Pats and stuff were earlier for like a week.
Yeah.
I thought the Pats didn't play, but
you still getting up early to watch all those?
Yeah, I got up. I actually got up to watch the Monday night game last night because I had a fantasy. It had fantasy implications for me. I ended up just watching the Celtics because it was more exciting anyway than that. Bad, bad game they had going on Monday night.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the Monday night game. I was just watching the Celtics.
Yeah.
Nine straight.
Great. Kyrie is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, their team is sick. And it makes it so much sweeter with LeBron just, like, crying about it.
I know. People have been talking to me about that, where it's like, are the Cavs actually bad? And I'm like, I think they're actually bad. Like, yeah.
Do you think?
Because, like, IT comes back, that defense just gets...
Every year.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what people say, but it's like... I don't know. It's one thing if it's like, it's just their defense, you know? It's like, it's so bad. Like, they're letting up, like, I think, like 115 points a game or something like that to really, really bad.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, really bad offenses. Like, they let up, like, 125 to the Pacers or something like that. They lost to the Hawks. Like, the Hawks are terrible. Like, the Hawks have two wins, and one of them is the Cavs.
Yeah, the Hawks are terrible. Schroeder can play, though. I was watching a game last night.
That's oh, my God. It's like he couldn't miss.
Yeah. But, On the flip, the Celtics defense has been great.
Yeah, unbelievable. I think it was like eight straight teams that we held to under 100, and then the Hawks were the first team to get over 100 on us, and we still won. Which is, like, I think the best rating in the NBA. Oh, I think we lost him. I'm seeing a phone one instead of his actual number.
All right, I can throw on another tune and
yeah,
I'll
sure.
Take any calls I can.
Do you want to play the one I have on?
Ed Larry?
No, the one before that.
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool.
I can't stop thinking about the freeways, parked cars on the interstate. In the end, I don't think anything is worth it.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too. Like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Bodies intertwine. She said it would kill you to take your socks off at night. So she looks in the mirror for the third time this month to feel unsafe and unsure in her skin. Despite constant encouragement from her family and her friends, she has kinda stopped reading again. Isn't it funny how our half-dead bodies intertwine? She said, I miss when you make me feel nice. So I sit up in my bed, try to re-examine my life choices and the voice in my head. It's not about me, what can I do to make you see? I am lucky just to know you're alive. Before you leave, make sure the door's locked.
Let me tell you about my camping trip from hell. The kind of tale you hope you'd never have to tell. And though I thought it started out pretty well, it soon came to compromise my ego when she forgot to tell me something about herself. There was cards she had not dealt. The night was warm and so we walked under the moon in the dunes, made the bed, left some bread out for raccoons. And then I zipped up the tent with my love, my sudden doom. No mercy, she had me howling at the moon when she forgot to tell me about herself. She was raised by wolves, so she salivated anytime she heard the bell. Let me tell you about my camping trip from hell. That time when in love I almost fell. I was in deep, covered in deed, and underneath her spell. I thought for sure I'd found some woodland. But I'm not surprised now. I don't think that she was sober, and it doesn't make it hurt less. I'm just glad the camping trip is over. The one golden rule: you leave no trace. But I'm covered in her tracks forever, poisoned by her.
All right, we are coming to a close here on Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Last, we played you guys out. You know what? I already closed the playlist, so you know what you heard.